Please come to order. Members, please vote to signify the presence. Have all members voted this morning? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 17 senators are present this morning.
Will we stand for the invocation?
Let us pray. Almighty God, giver of all good things, we thank you for the natural majesty and beauty of this land. They restore us, though we often destroy them. Heal us. We thank you for the great resources of this state. They make us rich, though we often exploit them. Forgive us. We thank you for the men and women who have made this state strong. They are models for us, though we often fall short of them. Inspire us. We thank you for the faith we have inherited in all its rich variety. It sustains our life, though we have been faithless again and again. Renew us. Help us, O Lord, to finish the good work begun here. Strengthen our efforts to blot out ignorance and prejudice, and to abolish poverty and crime, and hasten the day when all our people, with many voices in one united chorus, will glorify your name. Amen.
Senator.
Move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown to be present.
Senator Sturgiewski, Senator Joseph. Secretary, certify as correctness of the journal for preceding day.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 66th legislative day.
You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move the journal for the 66th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, the journal is certified. Are there guests for introduction this morning, Senator Paul Fisher?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery behind me, we have two people from Soldotna who quite frequently come into our bakery, and we do talk about state concerns over a cup of coffee and a donut. They're directors with the Alaska Association of Realtors. I ask my colleagues to join in welcoming Hazel Reinhart and Hilton March.
Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me from Anchorage is a gentleman who served on the Senate staff in 1969 when I was here, and has been active in the broadcasting and real estate industries, and for a time also served with the National Alcohol Council on Alcoholism efforts in Anchorage, Mr. Ed Butte.
The floor, Senator Elias.
Mr. President, we have a number of people here visiting Juneau from different areas of the state of Alaska. They're the Forest Service Professional Orientation Group. They're here visiting legislature. If they'd please stand.
We welcome you all here this morning. Are there messages from the governor this morning?
Messages of March 14. Dear Mr. President, I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House concurrent resolution number 25, transportation, requesting a speed zone in Nikishka, Kenai Borough, legislative resolve number 36. I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 213, CNRA, an act relating to certain property tax assessments and appeals, and providing for an effective date, Chapter 14. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 57, State Affairs, an act limiting the adjustment of retirement benefits and providing for an effective date, Chapter 15. Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 349, Rules, an act relating to the use of animals for recreational activities in state parks, Chapter 16, Session Laws, 1984. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. Those are the messages from the governor today.
Are there messages from the House?
Message of March 14. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill number 691, Finn. Thus, Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 691, Finance, Special Appropriations for Capital Projects, effective date, passed the House. The House instructed the revisor of statutes to make necessary technical corrections. House Journal, page 2928. Page 1, line 9 should read sex 2 and 4 instead of section 2. The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Bill number 456 by Representatives Ward, Ewling, Barnes, Zemanski, and Martin, an act authorizing an advisory vote by the qualified voters of the state on the question of the election of the Attorney General and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill number 654 by Representative Hayes, Bettesworth, Cowdery, and Herman, an act relating to Alaska foreign offices and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
Those are the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Are there communications this morning?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 365, Supplemental Appropriation for Legislators' Salaries, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Vic Fisher, Mulcahy, Fakes, and Josephson. SB 365 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on the calendar.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 370, authorizing the acquisition of the Alaska Railroad, authorizing the governor to negotiate the transfer of terms, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute rules and calendar. Signed, Senator Fakes, chairman, concurring Senators Bennett, Ray, and Kelly, and Ferguson. This does appear on the calendar. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 387, State Employment, and recommends, reports it back as follows. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senators Sackett, Mulcahy, and Fakes signed no recommendation. Signing due pass for Senators Josephson and Vic Fisher. SB 387 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill number 508, Supplemental Appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services for payment as grants to Bethel Social Services Incorporated and Sitka Youth Advocates, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, chairman, concurring Senators Hofford, Paul Fisher, and Vic Fisher. SB 508 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill number 48, repealing certain insurance laws, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Ray, chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. HB 48 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement and calendar.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered House Bill number 291, providing for tuberculosis examinations and quarantines, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, chairman, concurring Senators Hofford, Vic Fisher, and Paul Fisher. HB 291 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Health, Education, and Social Services considered sponsor substitute for House Bill number 292, tuberculosis screening of school employees, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Hofford, Josephson, and Paul Fisher. SSHB 292 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Judiciary considered committee substitute for House Bill number 345, Jude, Victims' Rights and Amending Rule 32D2 of the Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedures, and recommends be replaced with the Senate committee substitute with a letter of intent and due pass. Signed, Senator Ray, chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. HB 345 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered the following. Senate Joint Resolution number 43, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the Alaska Railroad, and recommends the Transportation Committee a substitute. Signed, Senator Fakes, chairman, concurring Senators Bennett and Ray, and calendar March 14. Senator Ferguson says, leave the Constitution alone. Senate Bill number 434, extending the termination date of the Board of Pharmacy, calendar March 14. Senate Bill number 438, extending the termination date of the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, recommends the LNC Committee substitute and calendar. Signed Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Bennett, Ray, Kelly, and Ferguson. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
We have reports of special committees this morning.
There are no special committee reports today.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
May we refer to introduction of guests?
Please. Thank you.
In the gallery behind me is our constituents of mine from home and a good friend, Jeff Cook and Pam Colton and Gail. I'm sorry, Gail Clark.
Takes us to the daily calendar this morning. Senator Ray, Senator Bennett wishes the floor. Obedience.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 370 be moved to appear after Senate Bill 438.
No objection, so ordered. Secretary Reed, Bill 434 by title off the committee report.
Senate Bill number 434 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Pharmacy and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Rody, Mulcahy, and Pettyjohn.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
We're moving to ask unanimous consent to Senate Bill number 434 be considered engrossed and asked third reading and placed final passage.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary read the bill in third reading.
And SB 434, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Pharmacy and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion debate. Senator Eliason has the
floor. Mr. President, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee has examined the performance audit of the activities of the Board of Pharmacy and has determined that this board has acted in the public best interest and should be reestablished for another 4 years. The Board of Pharmacy has protected the public's health, safety, and welfare by licensing only qualified professionals. The board has actively pursued its role by passing regulations concerning dangerous drugs, requirements for continued competency for license renewal, and guidelines for prepackaging of drugs in hospital and drug rooms. Now and in the future, the Board of Pharmacy will be working very closely with the Division of Occupational Licensing to adopt appropriate regulations for the administration of the Controlled Substance Act. This board serves a valid purpose, and I recommend passage of Senate Bill 434.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 434, shall it pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
Senate Bill 434 has been adopted by the Senate. Senator Ray.
We would ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 434 be considered roll call on effective date clause.
Objection. Effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the calendar is Senate Bill 438.
Senate Bill number 438 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act extending the termination date of the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and due pass. Signed Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senator Sackett, Rody, Mulcahy, and Pettyjohn. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute. Senator Eliason.
Mr. President, I move the committee substitute.
Objection. We ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute be adopted. There's no objection. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 438 LNC by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Senator Ray.
We would ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 438, Labor and Commerce, be considered engrossed and advanced third reading and placed in final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 438, LNC, an act relating to the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion debate. Senator Eliason has the floor.
Mr. President, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee has had the Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors under advisement and recommends the board be reestablished for 4 more years until 1988. This board has acted in the public interest by by assuring only qualified professionals in the area of expertise are granted licenses to conduct business. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 438, Labor and Commerce, requires public representation on the board. Currently, this board is the only licensing board with no representation. Lay members with no direct financial interest can and should contribute to the policy formulation and enforcement decisions. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 438 would assure public representation on that board. This committee substitute would also limit the term of office for board members to 4 years. A member could serve only 2 terms in succession. These changes will enhance the flow of new ideas as new individuals are appointed to the board. In recognition of the high degree of educational and practical competence needed in these professions, committee substitute for Senate Bill 438 requires an applicant requesting renewal of a certificate to give evidence of continued competency. Both the board and Department of Commerce view this requirement as being appropriate.
Question is called for. Question is, shall Senate Bill 438 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
Senator Ray.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 438, Labor and Commerce, be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Objection. So ordered. Effective date clause is adopted. Senator Joson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for a recess for purposes of leadership caucus.
We are recessed to a call of the chair. Please come back to order. Senator Sturzelewski.
Thank you. I'm going to ask unanimous consent we revert to introduction of guests.
We've done so.
Fine. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the president of the Anchorage Board of Realtors and someone who's worked on a number of community projects in Anchorage and also a constituent, Terry Mahalovich.
Senator?
Under introduction of guests, Mr. President, a constituent of Senator Fakes and mine, and also on the Board of Realtors, Bob Klager.
We welcome you here this morning, gentlemen. Next item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 370. Secretary Reed, Senate Bill 370.
Senate Bill number 370 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act authorizing the acquisition of the Alaska Railroad, authorizing the Governor to negotiate the transfer terms and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a Committee Substitute Transportation and due pass, signed Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring Senators Gilman, Curtula, and Fakes. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Finance. Senator Bennett, co-chairman, and Senator Fakes signed no recommendations, signing due pass for Senators Ferguson, Vic Fisher, Josephson, and Mulcahy. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Rules with the new title and calendar. Signed Senator Fakes, chairman, concurring Senators Bennett, Ray, Kelly, and Ferguson. There are 3 committee substitutes.
Committee substitutes, Senator. You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Transportation Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
No objection. Secretary Reed, the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 370, Transportation, by the Transportation Committee, an act authorizing the acquisition of the Alaska Railroad, authorizing the Governor to negotiate the transfer terms, and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you in second reading. Are there amendments? Senator Fakes?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have a slight at ease. We're preparing an amendment. The Finance Committee version had some very good amendments by Senator Ferguson relating to rail properties that were not is not in the transportation version that was in the Rules Committee version. But the legislative drafting staff made an error in the effective date clause of the bill in the Rules Committee version. So what we need is just a few more minutes to put to show the body Senator Ferguson's amendments, which the Transportation Committee and the Rules Committee endorse but are left out of this particular version of the bill. So if we could have just a few minutes, sir.
We'll stand at ease. Senate will please come back to order. There were amendments prepared. Senator Ray.
Call the Senate.
Let's call the Senate. There's no objection. There is no objection to continue. Senate is not called on the amendment, will be called on the bill. Does everybody have the amendment? I think technically, because of the way the call was placed, Senator Ray, do you wish to remove your call at this time? I think they'll be coming in.
Excuse me. I'll wait till we get here, Mr. President.
We'll stand at ease because we don't want a motion. The
call has been satisfied. I remove the call, Mr. President.
Objection. There is an amendment before us. Senator Fakes, you spoke the amendment. Do you wish to move the amendment?
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to move amendment number one.
Do you ask unanimous consent?
I'll ask unanimous consent, yes, sir.
There is no objection. The amendment's adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Ray?
There's a letter of intent, Mr. President.
The letter of intent in our packet. You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent to the letter of intent. I would point out that the copy, if I may, sir, has a couple of typos in there that would be changed around if the clerk wishes to read them.
Secretary of the Senate, check the cycles. You have. Is there objection to adoption letter of intent? Senator Gilman, you're standing.
Well, Mr. President, only to make sure that it is in letter of intent now to transportation. It had a 370 finance.
You have the floor, Senator Lyson. We'll be at ease. There's no objection. The intent being adopted. The intent has been adopted. Senator Ray.
If there are no other amendments, Mr. President, I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 370 transportation as amended to the letter of intent be advanced, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed in the final passage.
That objection sorted. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 370, Transportation, amended, an act authorizing the acquisition of the Alaska Railroad, authorizing the governor to negotiate the transfer terms, and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Moss.
Briefly, Mr. President, under the terms of the Alaska Transfer Act, if the state of Alaska wishes to purchase the Alaska Railroad, it's required to meet certain requirements. And this bill would authorize the governor to enter into negotiations and agreement with the Federal Department of Transportation to bring the state into compliance with these requirements. Requirements are listed in on the page 1, starting, I think, line 10 to page 2. In essence, by complying with these provisions and by the transfer of the required purchase price, the state of Alaska will have complied with the purchase requirements of the Transfer Act. The bill, however, and I emphasize, also recognizes that the transfer cannot occur before the entity legislation, which is in work now, has been signed into law. Compensation for the railroad would be limited to cash or credit agreement with pledged funds. Land transfers as a trade agreement would not be authorized by this bill.
Ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 370, amended, pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
Bill has been adopted. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to committee substitute for Senate Bill 370, Transportation, as amended, be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause has been adopted.
Mr. President.
Senator, you have the floor.
May we revert to introduction again?
Without objection.
In the gallery behind me is a good friend and constituent from Fairbanks. He's on the fisheries task force of the governor, but that's not his major claim to fame. His major claim to fame is that he's the father of one of our pages, Robert Irvin, Larry Irvin.
It's good to see you this morning. Next item on the daily calendar is Senate Joint Resolution 43. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent Senate Joint Resolution 43 be returned to rules.
There's no objection. Senate Joint Resolution 43 is in Rules Committee. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
Citation honoring Greatlands Getaway by Senator Fakes. Citation honoring Ketchikan Emergency Service Council by Representatives McBride and Wente and Senator Ziegler.
Senator Ray.
No additions or corrections. I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business this morning. You have the floor, Senator Bennett.
Thank you, President. Under unfinished business, I'd like to ask unanimous consent to waive the Finance Committee referral of Senate Bill 371 relating to mining. No fiscal note.
Objection.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator.
Moving to ask unanimous consent, I'd be excused from the call of Senate for tomorrow.
No objection. You have the floor, Senator Kelly.
Moving to ask unanimous consent, I'd be excused from the call of the House tomorrow on state business.
No objection. You have the floor, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the same motion to be in Anchorage tomorrow for committee hearings.
No objection. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that in case my plane doesn't get in at 9:15 tomorrow scheduled, that I be excused from the call, of the Senate, not subject to call.
On objection, Senator Fahrenkamp's excused from call of the House tomorrow, depending on the weather, which is always perfect. Senator Ray.
I have some information here, Mr. President. The Senate defeated the House last night to win the legislative session basketball tournament. I think it was the Senate team. It said four members of the team were from the Senate's Capital 84 crew. Is that close enough for government work?
Senator Pettyjohn.
Are we under special orders, Mr. President?
We are now under special orders without objection.
I would ask unanimous consent to be allowed the privilege of the floor to discuss a meeting with the governor, which took place this week.
There's no objection. You have the floor.
The Anchorage caucus adopted a resolution requesting that the governor not go forward with any plans on construction of a legislative hall in Juneau and appointed members to represent the caucus in a meeting with the governor. Senator Rohde and myself and Representative Ward met with them earlier this week, and I'm pleased to announce to the body that the governor stated that he hadn't made any final decisions on a legislative hall here in Juneau, that we would be consulted before any decision in that regard was made. And he understands the sentiments of the legislature in this regard. Also, I noticed in yesterday's Juneau Empire an article about the state requesting the city of Juneau to go ahead and spend some money to purchase some additional land in the area that was contemplated for the legislative hall. I received a call from the mayor of Juneau yesterday and very graciously explained to me that this was only to this did not mean that the plans for the legislative hall were continuing. It only meant that they were preserving their options and did not want a building to be constructed on this site, which would eliminate even the possibility of this ever happening. So I think that at the present time, we needn't lose any sleep over the administration going ahead without our consent on this subject. And until we hear further, I think we can all sleep better at night. Thank you.
Senator Ray.
Privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject.
Objection.
Well, I'm glad that the senator from Anchorage reconfirmed my honesty when I stood on his floor and said that I didn't know what the money was going to be used for. As you well know, I didn't, because I wasn't the one that approached for the legislative hall. It wasn't my idea. I don't take credit for it. I never will take credit for it. But if I was Senator Pettyjohn, I would sleep with one eye open.
Senator Fakes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would like to move and ask for to return to introduction of guests, if I may, sir.
Without objection.
All right. In the gallery right behind me, there's a friend of mine, I think, and a constituent, and the managing editor of the Anchorage Daily News, Jerry Greeley. Welcome. And we have also Bob Arzwan with the Board of Realtors in that gallery. Welcome. And if I could revert to announcement of committee meetings.
We are at announcement of committee meetings. Okay. There's no objection.
And
Mr. Chairman,
I apologize to the body for that. The Anchorage Caucus is meeting at noon today in the House Finance Committee room, and the Hess Budget Subcommittee is meeting from 3 to 4 today to continue our Hess budget closeout, sir.
Transportation Chairman.
Mr. President, I hope that we will be meeting on the final big one on SB 352, transportation in the Buckrow room today.
1:30?
Yes, sir.
State Affairs Committee Chairman.
Mr. President, State Affairs will not have a meeting today. There'll be a meeting tomorrow afternoon in Anchorage on Senate Bill 425 on the election campaign contributions, SJR 38, nuclear-free Arctic, SB 501 standards of conduct for public employees in the executive branch. At 1:30, there'll be a finance subcommittee on Department of Commerce dealing with tourism, agriculture, and forestry.
Finance Chairman.
The Finance Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30, taking up House Bill 209, an act relating to classification of personnel. Also, Senate Bill 315, an act relating to road improvements. And on Tuesday, March 20th, 8:30 a.m., take up Senate Bill 447, an act making a special appropriation of Department of Public Safety, Council on Domestic Violence. Also, at that time, we will take up, once again, our friend, House Bill 84, an act relating to smoking in public places.
Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, there'll be the Resource Subcommittee on Energy will be hearing from the participants in the Four Dam Pool. That's at 1:30 tomorrow. And then at 3 o'clock in the Belts, Senate Resources Full Committee will be taking up SB 202, an act establishing the Yakutaka State Forest, Senate Bill 473, an act establishing the Alaska Fisheries Council, and Senate Bill 479, an act relating to forest products business loan guarantee programs.
You have the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in the Belts room. We're taking up Senate Bill 481, an act relating to cemetery associations, Senate Bill 464, an act preventing the establishment of horizontal property for mobile homes, Senate Bill 432, an act amending the Alaska Security Act, and also, Mr. President, we're taking up Senate Bill 491, which we didn't get to last Tuesday, an act relating to weights and measures.
Thank you. Senator Ray? Senator Lyson?
I'm sorry, Mr. President, I missed one here. At 1:15 this afternoon, the conference committee on House Bill 7, which is a mandatory insurance bill, at the Speaker's office at 1:15.
No other business coming before the Senate. I move we adjourn at 10 a.m. Friday.